DW.
Lydie and Patrice Menencada have been calling the tiny northern French town of Libercourt home for decades. They live in a large country-style home where they are hoping to raise their three grandchildren.
Our house is big enough. We have everything for them.
But there's an issue. The children, ages 5, 3, and 1, are trapped in Syria. Their parents, a German national named Martin Lemke, and the Menencada's daughter, Julie, went to Syria to join the Islamic State in 2014. In February, the Menencada's found out that Julie had died. Around the same time, the Menencada's also learned the father, Martin Lemke, had turned himself in to Kurdish forces. Shortly before that, he left the two youngest children with an Uzbek-Syrian family, essentially abandoning them. Now, the Menencada's are pleading with the French government to help repatriate their grandsons.
We are their grandparents. These are French kids. We are calling on President Macron to be humane.
In early February, France's justice minister said the government was considering repatriating 130 French nationals, 75% of whom are children under the age of 7. But since then, silence. Governments all over Europe have been scrambling to come up with a plan over what to do with EU nationals still living in Islamic State territory. Some worry that particularly for male fighters, there won't be enough evidence to result in long-term convictions. Plus, a string of recent terrorist attacks carried out in France by the Islamic State is still fresh in the minds of many.
But for young children of a few years, there's no problem. They cannot be dangerous.
That's not how the majority of French citizens feel. A poll released on March 1st showed that two-thirds of the country believes even children of Islamic State fighters should remain in Syria and Iraq.
Est avec Daesh depuis 2014.
Oui, elle est partie en novembre 2014.
Elle étudie en Allemagne, c'est ça?
Alors, elle était en préparation.
For weeks now, the Menencada's have been speaking to French media in an attempt to sway the government and the public. After one recent appearance on an evening talk show, Lydie Menencada says she received a call from an anonymous number. It was a man saying he was a true French citizen and that she and her husband should be ashamed of their daughter. You should have killed her, he said. Julie was the Menencada's only child, born in the early 90s. She grew up in the house where we are speaking.
Julie had a normal childhood. She was baptized, she did her communion, she did sports, she played tennis competitively, and she loved music. She played violin.
Julie was smart.
And it's not just because she was our daughter that we're saying that. She was bright. She had a promising future.
While at university, she spent a year in Leipzig studying German. It was there that she met Martin Lemke, now known to the German press as one of Germany's most dangerous IS fighters. From early on, the Menencada said they had a bad feeling about Lemke.
Every time we went to go visit them, there was a new rule. At first, we were allowed. Then we had to get his authorization. She said she wasn't allowed to speak to us without his approval. It was becoming a lot.
The young couple quickly married and had a baby. During phone calls with her parents, Julie started talking about moving somewhere with her new family where they could live the pure Islam. This was in the summer of 2014, just as the Islamic State was beginning to form.
We were convinced that they wanted to live their pure Islam in some sort of radical way, but we just thought that meant that Julie wanted to live like a housewife. That's it.
Then one day, the Menencada's got a call from Lemke's mother. She had just gotten a message from him saying they had arrived in Syria.
We were in pieces. And then I remember thinking that I would never see my daughter again.
Julie had another two sons with Martin in Syria, but it was an abusive relationship. In October 2018, she told her parents that she had left him. It was the last time the Menencada spoke with their daughter. In early February, they were told Julie had died. The exact cause of death remains unclear, though some media reports suggest she was killed in a shelling or bombing attack. But her children survived. Julie's oldest, a five-year-old, is being looked at by Martin Lemke's most recent two wives. The boy can hardly speak. An aid worker working for Human Rights Watch tracked down Julie's two youngest children living in a camp in northeast Syria. One of them can barely walk and is suffering from a head injury. The other has horrible stomach problems. They are both extremely malnourished. The conditions in the camp remain very poor. There's limited access to food and clean water. Many sleep outside in the cold.
Ce sont des victimes de guerre.
These children are victims of war.
Marie Dossier is a Paris-based human rights lawyer. She and a team of three others are making a case against the state for failing to repatriate the children of French nationals living in Syria. Together, they represent nearly 40 children. Their argument? France has violated its commitment to the UN Convention on Child Rights, stating all children are entitled to basic human rights.
The convention says we must protect children. We must guarantee them the right to life.
On leur doit protection.
The Manikaitas remain hopeful the state will respond.
We lost our only child. These are our daughter's children. We want them to live here in this house and raise them.
They also say that if their grandchildren do come home, they won't deny them of their parents' stories.
We will talk to them about their mother. We want them to know about her childhood, her path to radicalization. In order for them to recover psychologically, they need to know who their parents were and why they left.
They need to know, she says. But they are also not responsible for these stories. They did not choose to go to Syria. They are French, and they deserve to come home. Rebecca Rossman, Libercourt, France. DW.